pronounced dead at the scene. The other passenger in the vehicle, Cade Fairchild, 21, of Cheney, was taken to St. Francis with suspected serious injuries. KHP said neither occupant was wearing a seatbelt or helmet. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has rescinded a boil water advisory for Nemaha County Rural Water District No. 3 on Sunday after testing samples found no evidence of bacteriological contamination. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
The heat of summer is upon us. At Yoder Meats, we think a great way to beat the heat is outdoor cooking. We've got everything you need to do it upright, so stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location this week and get the brats, burgers, steaks, ribs, and all the other meat you need. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Follow us on Facebook for the latest information and specials. Taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and 3 locations in Wichita.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agricultural legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
A bomb threat was made to the Kansas State Capitol through social media last week, police say. The threatening post about bombing the Capitol was made by a 13-year-old child from Shawnee County. The Capitol building was subsequently evacuated and bomb detection canines were used to clear the building. The child was arrested and booked into the Shawnee County Juvenile Department of Corrections for the felony crime of aggravated criminal threat. A dead body was found near missing Lawrence man Garrett Russell's white 2000 Toyota Camry, Ottawa police said in a release on Thursday. Russell was reported as missing by a family member on Wednesday, August 31st, to the Ottawa Police Department. The Linn County Sheriff's Office has not yet identified the dead subject. The vehicle was located in Linn County, Kansas. Anyone with information about the case is asked to contact the Ottawa Police Department Investigations Division at 785-242-2561. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Nobody was injured in a fire early Friday morning in Kearney. Just before 2:30 a.m., the Kearney Volunteer Fire Department responded to the 300 block of East Lawn Trailer Court for a reported structure fire. Once on the scene, firefighters had to deal with heavy smoke and flames coming from the home. The occupants of the home were able to get out of the home safely thanks to working smoke detectors inside the home. The cause of the fire is believed to be accidental but remains under investigation by the Nebraska State Fire Marshal's Office. The North Platte Police Department participated in the Nebraska Department of Transportation Highway Safety Office Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign from August 19th through September 5th. Officers worked 160 hours of overtime. A total of 6 arrests were made for impaired driving, with 4 attributable to alcohol and 2 attributable to drug driving. 5 fugitive arrests were also made. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
In 2022, Mother Nature will, of course, bring unexpected challenges to U.S. farmers, as she always does. One proven way for reducing your risk exposure is to start your growing season by planting professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed retailers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance is a 100-member industry group focused on communicating the many benefits of investing in U.S. seed innovation. SEPA seed companies invest 15% of their sales into plant breeding, trait development, genome editing, seed conditioning, packaging, and service. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners reviewed the revision of the proposed jail project with a reduction of just over 2,000 square feet overall and the possible decrease of 2 to 4 beds. The architect and sheriff feel the changes proposed will not jeopardize the integrity or safety of the project. Commissioners discussed the reduced cost associated with these changes and then gave authority to move forward with the new design, collaborate with the project manager, and they hope to go out for bids by the end of September for the jail project. The county health nurse asked permission to apply for a $75,000 universal home visit expansion project grant that will provide more education on breastfeeding, safe sleep, prenatal classes, and possibly teach CPR. This 9-month project would begin October 1st and could be a one-time only grant. The board will compose a letter of support. County Health Department has decided to offer the Pfizer COVID-19 booster shot as it covers ages 12 and up. Flu vaccines will begin to be administered October 3rd, and they're working on scheduling the outlying clinics. Ann Walter, Tony Mann, and Ellen Barber met with the board to discuss Phase 1 improvement plans for Lake Idlewild. Barber, with the Partnership for Growth, is in the process of writing a $200,000 recreational trails grant, and the Lake Restoration Committee will come up with $40,000 toward the application. They've secured approximately $31,000. Commissioners agreed to contribute $5,000 out of the Special Parks and Recreation Fund. Approval was also given to contribute $5,000 to the City of Marysville and $5,000 to the Sheriff out of the Special Alcohol Fund for the Red Ribbon Week promotions. Washington County has received two new recycling trailers, which will be located at Lynn and Clifton, with the Lynn trailer moving to Haddam. The general transportation vans have arrived and are being readied for service, but a timeline has not been established for operations. Nemahal County Commissioners did not meet last week. Gage County Board of Supervisors held the budget hearing last Tuesday, with no one from the public present for comment. They unanimously approved adoption as published. Gage County will pay off the Beatrice 6 judgment this fiscal year, and a resolution was passed recently that will terminate sales tax effective January 1, 2023. The county has a decrease for their tax asking amount based on proposed property tax requests and changes in other revenue. Total operating budget for Gage County will decrease from last year's budget by 4.16%. The Supervisor's chairman remarked the county's been able to stay relatively flat, had continued to maintain operations of the county, and are nearing the end of a judgment. In committee meetings last week, it was reported that Gage County Planning and Zoning is getting close to finalizing commercial solar energy regulations and will bring recommendation on changes to the board by September 21st. An uptick has been reported in COVID cases. The current booster has been pulled. The new booster that covers additional variants should be available within a week or two. Masonry construction will be starting courthouse exterior work in Beatrice early September. The boil water advisory for the city of Seneca has been rescinded by the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. Marysville Public Library will resume after-school programming this week, and it includes Between, a program for 3rd through 6th graders, Mondays at 4. Creative Kids, a drop-in program for any age, Tuesdays 4 until 5. Movie Matinee with G or PG-rated movies, Wednesdays at 4 p.m. with free popcorn. Teen Cafe for 7th through 12th graders Thursdays at 4. They'll also be starting their book clubs. The YA Book Club will meet second Thursday of the month, 12:15. Books are great. Book Club will meet first Mondays of the month at 6 p.m. They'll also be starting Library U with the Amazing Race Library Edition, a competition September 19th at 5:30. Advance reservations are requested. And a Genealogy Resources program September 22nd at 12:15, with a representative from the State Library of Kansas giving an overview of free genealogy resources for Kansas residents. Storytime at the Marysville Public Library continues Tuesday mornings at 10:30 and Thursday evenings at 6:45. Sigrun G. Hoffman, age 80, of Burchard, passed away September 2nd. Funeral service Monday, 11 a.m., at the Salem United Church of Christ, Rural Steiner, interment in the church cemetery. Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Sigrun Hoffman. Annette R. Payshaw Smith, age 46, of Marysville, passed away Thursday at her home. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Annette Payshaw Smith. Bonnie R. Edwards, age 88, of Olsburg, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Randolph United Methodist Church, burial in the Olsburg Cemetery. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 6 until 8, at the Anders Fifley Funeral Home of Riley, in charge of arrangements for Bonnie Edwards.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Landall Company's success story continues to be written by their loyal and dedicated team members. Landall congratulates their employees on another successful year with an incentive bonus of 12.76% or 6.64 weeks of pay. With many career opportunities available, Landall offers career advancement, stable employment, and benefits that include profit sharing, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, fuel allowance, comprehensive health insurance, and much more. Start your new chapter at Landall today. Apply online at Landall.com. An equal opportunity employer, welcoming vets and disabilities.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Expecting sunny and dry weather conditions with our temperatures hanging right around average for this time of year to start off your work week, but heating up as soon as tomorrow with upper 80s making a return into your Tuesday and upper 80s close to that 90 degree mark both Wednesday and into your Thursday, still looking at sunny and dry weather conditions. A weak disturbance could possibly touch off some isolated showers and storms then by Thursday night. Friday looking to dry things out once again, and then some isolated shower and storm chances return into the start of your upcoming weekend. First for today, we'll see a good deal of sunshine with high temperatures working up into the lower part of the 80s. Then for tonight, clear and calm, lower 50s for overnight low temperatures. Tuesday, trending warmer with highs in the upper 80s under abundant sunshine. And for Wednesday, lots of sun, upper 80s close to 90. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature early September 84, record high on this date 102, the average low 60 and the record low 43. Sunset this evening at 7:46, sunrise in the morning at 7:03.
Your new ride is right off the highway in Marysville. Fraunhofer Auto Sales will be your only stop for your next low-mileage, reliable, pre-owned vehicle. Now carrying Oregon Power Equipment, Fraunhofer Auto Sales has you covered from highway to backyard. Don't forget their full-time auto detailing and check them out online at crownoverautosales.com.
History at the U.S. Open.
Hello!
this is Rich Cantu on sports. There's a men's champion at Flushing Meadows. In the men's singles finals at the U.S. Open, Spaniard Carlos Alcaraz defeated Casper Ruud in four sets. Alcaraz, becoming the youngest men's world number one at 19, said this was always a dream.
I've never thought that I was going to achieve something like that at 19 years old. For me, it's unbelievable. This is something that I dream since I was a kid.
The NFL season is underway. Tom Brady and the Bucks opened up against Dak Prescott and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. It was all field goals until the third quarter.
Ball at the 5-yard line. This drive began back at the 21. Dropping, three-step drop. Throw the end zone. Caught ball! Touchdown, Tampa Bay!
The call on the Buccaneers radio network. Tampa Bay employed suffocating defense en route to a 19-3 win. The Cowboys lost Dak Prescott late in the fourth quarter due to a thumb injury that will require surgery. He'll miss several weeks. Continuing with the NFL, the Chargers hosted the Raiders in a rematch of last year's thrilling season finale. Vegas won on a last-second field goal in that one. Looking for revenge, Justin Herbert threw for three scores, including this one right before halftime.
On a second and two, Herbert takes the shotgun snap, looking to his left, throw in middle of the field, caught Carter, into the end zone, touchdown to DeAndre Carter for 23 yards.
The call on Alt 98.7. The Chargers went on to beat the Raiders 24-19. Other action, New Orleans scored 17 fourth-quarter points to overhaul the Falcons 27-26. The Bears used withering defense to upset the visiting 49ers 19-10. The Bengals missed an extra point attempt to win and lost in overtime to the Steelers 23-20. Looking to pay back decades of old scores, the Dolphins dumped the Patriots 20-7. Baseball, Albert Pujols moved into fourth on the all-time list with his 697th home run, Cardinals 4-3 victory over the Pirates. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sport.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches. Focus Mondays on Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesdays, Centralia and Axtell. Wednesdays, Lynn and Centralia. Thursdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY. Listen for the Cape Reps pregame show Friday nights at 6, our Coach's Corner roundup at 6:30, ahead of our 6:45 pregame for high school football, live on KNDY.
Ag Buildings provides safe storage and working space for farm shops and machinery. Inline Construction offers wood or steel frame ag buildings complete and finished to your specifications. Call today for a quote and let them get started. For ag buildings, demolition, concrete, and construction work, count on Inline Construction. Find them and see their recent projects on their Facebook page.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. During 2020 and 2021, USDA's Farm Service Agency provided $31 billion in aid to more than 950,000 producers of ag commodities, crops, dairy, and livestock. The goal was to help offset losses and costs associated with COVID. The Government Accountability Office found problems in the process that the FSA used to review claims under CFAP submitted by producers. For example, the agency reviewed the claims of 90 producers, and over half didn't provide support for their payments. GAO said $661.5 million distributed primarily for livestock and other commodities went to high-income producers, whose average annual adjusted gross income exceeded $900,000 over 3 years. The average payment per producer was highest in California at over $97,600. Iowa, California, and Nebraska each receive over $2 billion in CFAP payments. Eight other states like Minnesota, Kansas, and South Dakota received at least $1 billion. Seven individual operations received at least $3 million in total payments. And the National Feed and Grain Association asking Congress to intervene if necessary to prevent any interruptions of rail service that could occur if negotiations fail between carriers and labor groups. Last week, the association sent letters to the leaders of the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation and the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. Association members want Congress to prevent a rail stoppage of any duration, noting that uninterrupted rail service is vital to the agricultural economy here in America. They say most freight railroads lack capacity to make up for any possible downtime. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hi there, I'm Aiken.
Well, friends, we've talked a lot about the fake food that we have in this country trying to replace meat. And needless to say, when you're in the production area of meat, you're not going to be in favor of that. So I'm not going to beat around the bush. But here's something that's kind of interesting. There's a new book out, and it pretty much debunks the idea that plant-based food is better for your health. Jane Buxton, a British-based investigative journalist, is what she is. She digs into the concept that plant-based food is the best for one's health and proves, and listen to this, proves why that's a misleading statement. Every day, consumers are bombarded with the message that they must reduce consumption of meat and dairy from their diets altogether. Yeah, and they've been doing that for 50 years that I know of. Very few people listen to, but there are some that do. In the meantime, this lady sets out to answer two what-if questions. What if the pervasive message that the plant-based diet will improve our health and save the planet is misleading or even false? And the other question, what if removing animal foods from our diet is a serious threat to human health and a red herring in the fight against climate change? In any event, in the book, she draws on the work of numerous health experts and uncovers how the separate efforts of a constellation of individuals, companies, organizations are leading the globe down a dietary road that will have severe repercussions for health. And I got to tell you, her ultimate goal is not to take on anti-plant or anti-veggie agendas, but rather to help consumers make more informed decisions as to what they should eat.
It's sale day today at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales with a feeder cattle and hay sale. And early consignment listings include three black and red families, 20 to 60 day old black calves, two black families, 5 years old, 11 to 17 day old black calves, four black families running age, 30 day old black calves, 10 black bred cows, 4 years old, bred Laughlin Angus, they calve February 15th, 11 black bulls and heifers off cows weighing 3 to 400 pounds, 7 black steers and heifers weaned and vaccinated weighing 4 to 8, 15 black bulls and heifers, 4 to 500 pounds, 14 black and white faced, red and white faced steers, their yearlings 750 to 850, 65 black steers and heifers, 5 to 75, 30 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6, 77 black and red steers and heifers, 6 to 750, 9 black steers and heifers, 6 to 8, 7 black heifers weighing 700 pounds, 9 black and white faced steers and heifers, 550 to 6. 9 black, red and white faced heifers weigh 6 and a quarter. 11 black and red steers and heifers weigh 6 to 700 pounds. They will have a feeder cattle and hay sale today. They are back on the fall schedule with sales every Monday. For consignments or additional information, call a sale barn at 402-223-3571. See their consignments and details online at Beatrice77Livestock.com.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at kndyradio.com.
Does your cat know about weather changes before you? It is feline forecasting, fact or fiction, on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, September 12th, the 255th day of the year. Singer and actress Jennifer Hudson was born on this day. There are hundreds of weather proverbs that suggest animals can predict changes in the weather. Cows lying down, lambs twitching their tails, and so on. Unfortunately, most of us don't have livestock around every day for reference. But if you have a cat, here's a few you can put to the test. An early 18th century saying goes, while rain depends, the pensive cat gives o'er her frolics and pursues her tail no more. And another says, against times of snow or hail, she frisks about and wags her tail. They might be contradictory proverbs, but they'll ensure that your cat's forecast will be right at least 50% of the time. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid looked slightly perplexed during Sunday's postgame press conference when asked why his quarterback Patrick Mahomes is so good in season openers. Reid just said he's pretty good all the time. Mahomes threw for 360 yards and 5 touchdowns, and the Chiefs rolled to an impressive 44-21 road win over the Arizona Cardinals in the opener for both teams. Up next for the Chiefs, they will host the Los Angeles Chargers on Thursday night at Arrowhead Stadium. Kansas football claimed a dramatic overtime victory at West Virginia Saturday evening to earn a 55-42 victory at Milan Puskar Stadium in Morgantown, West Virginia. The win is the Jayhawks' first ever win over the Mountaineers in Morgantown. Next up for the Jayhawks is a trip to Houston on Saturday to face a future Big 12 conference opponent, the Houston Cougars. Kickoff is slated for 3 p.m. on ESPNU. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Friday night football scores. In our feature game, Washington County took Frankfort 52-30. Axtell blanks Hartford 54-0 in the first half. El Saline over Hanover 50-14. Lynn beat Logan Palco 66-20. Clifton Clyde shuts out Blue Valley 48-0. Care Paraville over Donovan West 56-8. Valley Heights took Onega 46-7. Centralia over Christ Prep Academy 40-0. Troy shut out Valley Falls 63-0. Marysville fell to Wamego 34-7. Clay Center shut out Chapman 24-0. And Abilene took Concordia 27-8.
The Marysville Bulldogs fall to 0-2 early in the 2022 football campaign as Wamego emerges victorious 34-7 at Homer Hansen Stadium in Marysville. Wamego jumped out early 7-0 with 9:31 to go in the first quarter on a Chase Cottom 14-yard touchdown run. Wamego scored again with 7:30 to go in the second period on a 10-yard pass from Colin Donahue to Hagen Johnson. With under a minute to go in the first half, Marysville's efforts to reduce the deficit to one score was thwarted by a Wamego goal line stand. This momentum carried over after half as Wamego scored 3 touchdowns in the third quarter, 2 Mason King touchdown runs and a Porter Smith touchdown run. Marysville avoided the shutout on a four-yard run by Rook Williams. The final score, Wamego 34, Marysville 7. Marysville travels to Chapman next week to take on the Irish in a league and, more importantly, district contest. Catch it here on KNDY. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Jason Brenninger.
Washington County Tigers went 2-0 on the season, handing Frankfort their second loss in as many starts. Washington County prevails 52-30 in our Friday night feature game. Washington County scoring their first possession, leading 8-0. 75-yard kick return for Frankfort with their lone first quarter score as Washington County answers back their second possession, leading 14-6 the end of one. Score went 26-18 at the half. Each team scored twice in the second quarter, and it was mostly Washington County in the second half. They scored four times to Frankfort's two times for a 52-30 final. Still, two teams learning a lot early. In Washington County prevails, going 2-0, Frankfort 0-2. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierkin.
The LA League sports are back, and so is the TBL Spotlight. Spotlight is your source for everything happening in one of the best leagues in the state of Kansas. For interviews with players and coaches, game recaps, and special segments like Wayback Wednesday, where we talk to some of the past athletes of the TBL, check out the TBL Spotlight online at tblspotlight.com or on the podcast page at sunflowerstateradio.com.
KNDY.
He looks up from second base, Dad's up in the stands. He saw the hit, the run, the slide. There ain't no bigger fan. In the parking lot after the game, he said, Dad, I thought you had a plane to catch. He smiled and said, yeah, son, I did. But life's not the breath you take, the breathing in and out that gets you through the day ain't what it's all about. You just might miss the point trying to win the race. Life's not